Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Sunday Soul. Here we go, coming to you live from New York. All right, beautiful, happy day to you all. It was a crazy week here in New York. We had the, you know, this Armageddon sort of feel energy like Wednesday, Thursday, when the wildfires, the smoke from the over 400 wildfires currently burning in Canada, in Quebec in particular, the smoke just was blown straight down south into New York, as I'm sure you all saw and heard on the news. And, you know, it was very, very eerie, very strange sitting up here in my cloud when I looked up and the sky was completely orange up high like this. And it was really, really intense, really surreal. It actually made me very, very sad. I felt this overwhelming sense of sadness when, you know, I went out to take the dog out for a walk, and I really did not feel well. Even though I had a mask on, I could feel I have a vulnerability there in my chest that's lingering from COVID. And I think, you know, you probably all know this. You're all the regulars here in the podcast. So my chest was a little off. My eyes were burning, but mostly I felt very sad. For the earth, for Mother Earth. We all just take for granted all the gloriousness that Mother Earth provides us, and this exquisite planet in which we live is undergoing tremendous taxing change through global warming. And if we don't all do something in our own lives to change and to learn to appreciate Mother Earth more, there's just not going to be a future planet and the way we enjoy it for the descendants. And so I encourage you all to please do something that you can change within your own environment to help and educate yourself in greater awareness for the earth so that we can save this earth. So, you know, one thing I'm doing is I'm changing all of my laundry products. So using earth sheets instead of the laundry jugs, because the laundry jugs just go straight into landfills and they pollute the earth big time. So just, you know, if you do one thing every week to change what it is you're doing consciously for the earth and how you're, what you're choosing to buy and what you're choosing to, wear, what you're choosing, you know, there's like, in terms of educating ourselves, there's so much more to be learned. And so I really encourage you to do that. So it is. All right. So spiritual message coming in for us all this week is the very important reminder that we can't just manifest what we want through our mind, through our thoughts. So you may hear, and I've said this too, you know, every word has power, and it does. Your thoughts are very powerful. But what about your emotional body? What about your true consciousness? So if you're driving, then of course, just come back and do that. Like, just come back to me when you're not driving. I really just want you all to pause and drop in with me. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. Drop in and bring your awareness down into the body, into the heart, into the belly, into the emotional body, into the sacral chakra, which is below the belly button, in your hips area. If we are practicing working with the law of assumption and the law of attraction and working at trying to manifest, it's very important that we manifest, that we practice manifesting from the feeling energy. So you could be the most, you could be the greatest at affirmations, but you are locked up on the inside in your emotional body. And you may say, well, no, I'm doing all the work, Stefania. Da, 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 da. But the truth is, we hold so much energy in the body that we don't flush, that we don't process, that we don't transcend. and intuitively the body knows. So we have to feel, we got to feel clear. We need to feel light. We need to drop in to the body with our awareness to expand our consciousness into the cosmic mind of God, which lives in our body also, not just in our minds. So there's a very strong message here that if you're not manifesting what it is you want, you're out of sync in the body flow. There's something that you're holding in the body that you don't believe. Like you're in the energy of the emotional body, which is what I'm talking. I'm tapping into the emotional body. Your emotional body is not in sync with your mental body. So that's a very important message collectively coming in for the Sunday Soulers today. And I'm also listening to this message for myself because I've been very good at, you know, especially in the last few months, I've been really, really active with my positive self-talk, affirmations, my positive energy, and it really does work, but I got to check in and make sure I'm feeling it in the body. Where am I at in the body? And if it doesn't make sense to you, again, close your eyes, drop in. Big breath, conscious deep breath. Bring your awareness into the body. Bring that state of calm into your body. Feel the calm energy in your body. You feel my voice getting calmer. We're bringing the vibration of peace into the body. When we are calm, in this energy of calm flow and body, then we just state our affirmations. We signal the universe from this place. Calm, beautiful, peaceful consciousness. And we marry that energy with our positive words. You're going to have a lot more success creating and connecting to the royal sovereign you, which is true and pure consciousness, which is pure and true God. In this energy, not only are you tapping the creative energy in you, but then you're listening. You can hear the call of the soul more clearly when you calm. Okay. I also really feel that for some of you, maybe this could be all of you, you need to start writing. I'm definitely getting journaling and writing down your thoughts and being in a quiet space where you get those feelings and the feelings through the written word. Okay. So I'm definitely getting manifestation through the written word as well, but it must come from a place of calm. Okay, so let us just pray. Dear God, dear Christ, dear Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for this life. Thank you for our beautiful earth. May we all align on this day with our true and pure consciousness. May we go forth in alignment with this energy. And as we do, we know we are in alignment with our highest timeline as we serve you, as we serve the Holy Spirit, as we serve the Christed light. So that we'd walk in every single room, we light it up with our energy, with our blessings of love and truth and clarity and omniscient love. We ask that you go before us on this week, knowing that as you do, everything is always working out for us as we humbly go forth in your service on this day and every day. And so it is. Amen. So go forth with faith this week. Go forth with calm, calm, calm. Calm is the key this week, okay? And don't forget, I have my YouTube channel. If you want the visual readings, I've got the signs, the individual signs, the individual astrological signs, monthly readings, energy check-ins. I'm going to be adding energy healings into the YouTube channel, which you can purchase for very, very, very low affordable prices. That'll be starting up next week. So don't forget to go over to Dr. Stefania Guided Messages to click and subscribe. I'm going to be putting I'm putting more energy into that YouTube channel to see it grow, to share and share and share and share and share. Oh, all right. I'm sending you all so much love and light. May God bless you and keep you. And I'm sending you all so much love. Namaste. Take care. Speak to you next week. Bye-bye.